Grace be with you and peace from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. We're going to study the theme, Making Friends for God, the joy of sharing in His mission. Lesson 10, an exciting way to get involved. Thirsty. Small group dynamics. In the Acts of the Apostles, we read that Peter and John, the two apostles, had to face a very difficult time at the Sanhedrin, this highest court in Israel, and they were told, "You have to be quiet. We don't want you to talk about Jesus. Otherwise, we will kill you." And they get the last chance next time they are addressed. "You are dead when you continue doing, acting as you have done in the past." So when they leave this Sanhedrin, they meet with the church members and tell them what they have been told. "We should be quiet." Now, what does the church do? "Danger ahead. Okay, we will pray that you can flee and that you do not say any wrong things and that you are quiet so that you can live." No. What are they going to pray for? They pray. That's interesting. We read this in chapter 4 of the Acts, verse 29. "And now, Lord, behold their threatenings. And grant unto your servants," what? "That with all boldness they may speak your word." Whew, that's brave, isn't it? They pray for boldness. The highest court in Jerusalem, they have threatened them to kill them. So the best would be to flee, or? Now they pray, "Grant your servants that with all boldness they may speak your word." That's surprising, isn't it? And they ask for certain things. Verse 30, "By stretching forth your hand to heal, and that signs and wonders may be done by the name of your holy child, Jesus." You see, they're not afraid of anything. They are not afraid of anything. If you're afraid, you can be sure, you will make false decisions. Because you're full of fear. You should fear the Lord and not the state. Here, when this is not in harmony, orders of the state and orders of the Lord, then you have to obey the Lord more than the orders of the state if there is not harmony. This prayer of the church members, what was the effect? Verse 31. "And when they had prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled together. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and they spoke the word of God with boldness." Wow! Is it a secret? They are not afraid to die. What's the problem? When I die, he will wake me up again, then I will see him. Some die earlier, some later on. What's the matter? He will wake me up again. That's important. Boldness. Boldness. They are brave. They work harmoniously together as a team. I remember I was a teacher. I was forced to teach on Sabbath. I refused. And then they told me, then you will be dismissed. No more money. And you are gone. And then I asked my wife, what should we do? And she said, I would be ashamed of you if you would teach on Sabbath. Ah, that's good for the soul, isn't it? I love my wife because she is in relationship with God.